Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Johnny.
And welcome back to our very special series. The Skeleton Boys podcast presents Halloween, A Journey, where we're going back and reviewing the first 8 Halloween movies. This week, we're reviewing Halloween H2O and Halloween Resurrection. As always, John will give us the plot in 5 words. We'll give our first thoughts and then go into a deep spoiler analysis. So
you call it a journey, man. If I was in the backseat, I'd be like, are we there yet? I'd be that fucking kid the entire time.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. Okay, we're at Journey's End now. Do you want to just quickly just kind of reflect on the entire series now that you've seen them all?
Yes, so we're finally at the end, and thank God, or whatever you worship, because it was something else.
The series has been petering out for like the last 6 movies or so.
I know people got upset, like, oh, we want Michael Myers back, but I'm like, this is what you got.
It's true.
These are the movies.
Yeah, no, this is it. So,
you know, Jason became famous, and then this is what the movies are now. So,
yeah, I mean, and we're not even done. They still went on to make like 5 more after this. Jesus, this series ends in 2002, so it's almost been like almost another 20 years since H2O.
Oh, shit, we're fucking old.
I know. I don't know. They just keep finding legs for this fucking
series. How interesting it is that we weren't alive for the first 2. Were you alive for the second one?
I don't know. I'm not good. 82. No, I'm 84, so somewhere between...
Well, you don't look a day over 30.
Thank you.
Was it 82? Audience at home, what year did the second Halloween? 81. Never mind.
So I guess the third one?
The third one.
Halloween 3 is when Halloween Season 3 was the first. My favorite.
Halloween Season of the Witch.
That was 82.
All witches
so I'm assuming
so scary. There's no witches in Halloween.
Assuming 4?
Yeah, I think that's when they start to jump, like late 80s, right? Halloween.
Yeah, there's a huge gap between
88.
Yeah, crazy.
What a journey.
What a journey this has been. And crazy, yeah. I mean, now that I've finally sat and watched all of these movies, not like back to back, but in a vacuum, you know what I mean? Watched them all pretty much just like back to back. I don't understand why they still make these movies. They're so terrible.
They're like,
I mean,
they're like Jason movies, right? They're, you know, like little like cash grabs. Yeah. People like, oh yeah, this will be great. This will be fun. But it's kind of like they went from. This is going to be a weird comparison, so I'm going to say it. They went from like Jock Jams to Kids Bop to those compilation CDs you would get at like those weird consignment stores back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Where it all looks sort of the same on the surface.
They have been milking this cow since the first one, you know, like.
No, I don't even think they're milking it. That cow a dime ago. This is, they just keep buying powdered milk, you know. This is what they're serving us. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could recommend anyone to watch this entire series. But
yeah, I mean, because there's no like through line. There's a lot of start and stops. There's no like, now it's really important in in, I don't know, like big budget filmmaking to have films that work sequentially, you know, like that reference the next one, kind of like a Marvel movie or like, you know, like Harry Potter,
Justice League,
big film series, Star Wars. You know what I mean? Like they try to like make these movies in a way now that like connects to the last one. So there's like some continuity, but these movies are just like, there's so many start and stops. And I feel like they did the Star Wars mistake by only really focusing on the Stroud family through the whole series. And they keep just like bringing Laurie back in. Oh no, she had kids, and they keep making it about this one family.
But she doesn't. She only cares about one of her kids. And
yeah, I know.
Laurie Strode is a sexist and hates her women offspring.
Yeah, I know. Very little is mentioned. Oh yeah, there's so much to get into about that. Like, there's very little to talk about. Like, the daughter isn't referenced at all, but we have a son now in H2O without getting into our review.
What's his name? Josh Heartthrob, or what's his name? Oh, Hartnett.
Yeah. Heart boner. Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about how, why does Josh Hartnett look like a kid that ate his boogers growing up?
I mean, have you seen his hair? His haircut is... I couldn't stop looking at his haircut in this movie. Yeah. It's so terrible.
I think
it's terrible. It's not even even.
LL Cool J makes a reference about like, hey, comb your hair. And I don't know, like that had to have been a throw in. Like he had to have ad-libbed that.
I know. He has the dumbest fucking haircut, and yet he's so attractive.
They're like, well, we got to make it look like you guys are more related. So just get a haircut like Jamie Lee. And he's like, okay.
All right. Would this be your first time you've seen like all of these movies, or
I've seen all of these movies separately, but never in such a quick sort of fashion.
Yeah,
back to back. Yeah, like I know I've seen, which was a really fucking bad one, the fifth one, right? I remember seeing that, but thinking later like, oh, maybe that was just like a made for TV movie. I guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
No, they're all theatrical releases. Believe it or not.
Theatrical releases. Okay, so I had a... Well, before we started talking about this, I had a question. If you could make a Halloween movie or TV series, unlimited budget, what would you make?
For Halloween franchise?
Halloween.
I would make...
Yeah.
Michael's Day Off. Yeah. He's got chunks of time in between all these movies where it's like, what is he doing? He's clearly not killing other people because nobody's talking about it. You know? So I just want it to be like moments where like, he's like, it's time for me to go to the spa, you know? You know, because my skin's been burnt up like 1,000 times. He drops his mask off at the dry cleaners, but like he's got his own guy. So the guy never questions anything, you know? Sound like a serial killer Tinder type thing.
It shrinks.
Yeah.
Is he just like, maybe they shrunk his mask and then he's calling them, and then that's what, it's just like all day on the phone.
But you still never see his face. Yeah. And his like dating profile says a strong, silent type, stuff like that. I'd watch it. Yeah, that would be my idea. Yeah. What would you do?
That's a good one. Of course, I went the serious
route. What? I'm serious too. We all need days off.
No, yours is much more fun. Yours is actually much more interesting. No, I would probably want to make like a movie, and I think I mentioned this before on one of the episodes, where they focus on like a TV series that focuses like on the town itself, Haddonfield, and sort of the repercussions and legacy of Michael Myers on the town, where there's no like Stroh family, Michael Myers is dead, but it's just about the town and its people. And I thought maybe you can do like maybe that mask, maybe do the origin story of where the mask was. And it really was made in that toy factory, and that's how he got it. And at the, maybe somebody's putting on the mask again and killing, but it's not Michael Myers. It's somebody in the town. So
that Friday the 13th, the one where they go to where that camp counselor dude, the like dad type, I forgot. I think it was a famous actor. Do you remember this one, the Friday the 13th, where the whole time it was like it wasn't Jason, it was like some other dude? I think it's the same one where
sort of
they had. And I don't know if this is problematic or not, or if this was just a guy's style, so I don't want to say anything, but they had like their one black character was like a Little Richard sort of Michael Jackson inspired like character. And he had like the whole like almost thriller type suit, you know, and he like jumps in a porta potty because he's scared, and he gets killed in the porta potty because like they drive this like pole through like. Jason finds a long pole somewhere and starts like stabbing him through the porta potty. I don't know if you remember any of this.
No, there's like some blind spots on that series. I haven't seen. I can't. I want to say I've seen them all, but there's some that just all like blur together.
Much like this series we just saw.
I would have. Yeah.
Except you get Fred Savage, right? I think for two of them. Is it Fred Savage? Or is it one of the Haim brothers?
I think
brothers?
So. I mean, is not it Fred brothers, Savage?
But one of the Haims.
No.
It might be Corey Feldman, one of the Haims, one of the Coreys. I think it might have been Corey Feldman.
I think Corey Feldman's in definitely one of them.
Yeah, I think I was confusing him with
Fred Savage. I don't think was in it. I don't think so. Savage is a big star back then, so I don't know if he'd want to be a part of these.
Yeah, and I think Corey Feldman, the ones he was in, which it was him, right? I'm not making that up, too. This was before The Lost Boys. Haim.
Is it Corey Feldman? What's the other Corey? Corey Haim. Was it him or the... Let me check.
Oh man, I hope this doesn't.
Oh yeah, there you go. Friday the 13th, the final chapter, 1984. 1984 was the final chapter. Still went on to make more movies after that. That's.
He went to space and came back.
He went to space and then came back.
The space one. Now that's a special one. They actually end up killing him.
That's a fun one.
But then he gets thrown into like this thing that like this AI system rebuilds his entire body with like robotic parts.
Yeah. Korenberg is in that one.
Damn.
David Korenberg plays it.
Good stuff. And that's our review of the Halloween series.
That's our ideas for Halloween series. No, I just thought it'd be fun like to focus on everything this series is and what it means, and if it focuses on the town itself, I think that would be a much more fun series to deal with. Because I think a town's trauma and how it deals with a serial killer having this notoriety and fame for having serial killer might be actually kind of fun to kind of explore. And like you have time in a TV series to like flesh out all of the different people.
So somebody will kill somebody, and then a year later, nobody's going to give a shit. So every season, it's like another year, and people just don't give a shit again.
But dude, your idea sounds much more fun. I would spend more fun watching yours.
And then the end is just like him falling asleep for a year.
Yeah. I know, right? Maybe that's what he does. He's like a bear. He just slumbers.
Why am I so
movies.
Tired? Is it because I got shot in both my eyes, or is it because I've been walking everywhere?
Good. Yeah.
The day in the life.
Life in a day. All right. I think we've lollygagged long enough. We should talk about
Halloween. Halloween 7. Water. When I was in high school, water. I was like, why did they fucking call it water? Why is it called water? Why is it called water? Everybody's just laughing at me because they think I'm making a joke. And I'm like, no, why is it fucking called water?
Yeah, some The fucking ad guy must have been really proud of that one. This idea got my kids through college, guys. All right. John, do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
I sure do, but these are actually just going to be alt titles. All right. For Halloween 7, H2O, Halloween, 20 years later, not involving water, I have Lori Rhodes, Letting Past Go. Because the whole movie for me, it was like, oh, okay, she's got to let go of her past so her son can, like, live his life, right? And then let's just also completely forget about that she had a fucking daughter that had a granddaughter.
I just want to go to Yosemite, Mom. So, yeah.
Come on, Mom. Like, I'm cool.
Come on.
You gotta, look at that. You see, I'm 17 years old. All right. and then for my number one for this, I have Halloween. Heads are gonna roll. I don't know how many times I've used that same one, but it's been applying.
It's like the go-to. It's the clutch of the series. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I have for Halloween water.
Okay. It's Halloween H2O 20 years later.
Which is weird, right? That's the full... Because it suggests that the title of the movie is called Halloween 20 years.
It's Halloween H2O dot dot. Oh, 20 years later. Yeah.
Right. So you're saying Halloween 20 years later. 20 years later.
I would read it. Halloween water 20 years later.
For 20 years, there's been a drought of a good movie, and then this is the best they could come up with.
Let's give it to our horror guy who has the real pulse on it, Kevin Williamson. Have the Dawson Creek guy. Have him revive it.
I will say I did enjoy it. It wasn't like I had like a real nostalgia for it, though.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't horrible. It was like, I appreciated how quick it was. It was like,
there
wasn't a whole lot of fluff.
This is the shortest one. This is the shortest one of all eight. This is the shortest one, which comes in a brisk 1 hour and 26 minutes.
And they don't.
It felt even shorter than that.
Yeah, it did. And they don't even like.
No fat in this movie.
No fat, like very few locations, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they didn't try to screw around with this one. And I appreciated it. I was like, oh, this is like a breath of fresh air, honestly, from what we've been watching.
Yeah.
You know, none of the actors sucked, you know, like.
That's true.
Everybody was pretty good.
Yep. I felt like you're absolutely right. I thought the acting was at least up to par, even though I think the movie. See, my thing is, my question is this a horror movie? Because I didn't find this like scary at all. I saw this more as like a action thriller.
Yeah, you know what I mean. What like, you're saying, I mean, I guess it is still a serial killer, and he does murder a bunch of people. Like, even though he did one of the more silly aspects of this movie is he took the time to like kill this one girl and then shove a string light or like a light fixture down into her abdomen.
So, as you do.
So when they turn on the lights, she would light up. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But I did like, it was kind of like going back to like form of like Michael Myers, the unstoppable force. Because there's moments where he'd be stuck somewhere. And in my head, I was like, holy shit, this fucking guy like worked out all the fucking time. Because he'd be like on the ground. And then he would just like sit upright without using any of his arms, right? And just like pick himself up with his feet instead of like, you know, struggling. And I was like, yeah, that's cool.
There you go. We need to talk about the elephant in the room. We need to talk about the eyebrows in this room. Why the fuck does he have eyebrows?
Yeah.
Who the fuck decided he was going to fucking have eyebrows? This is the 20-year big idea to return to the series.
Eyebrows.
We're going to get Michael Myers fucking eyebrows, like cholas with the fucking printed eyebrows. What the fuck is this?
Fourth one, the fifth one? One of them he had eyebrows also. And they were like fluffy eyebrows.
Did he?
Yeah, you mentioned it before too, I think.
Dude, I don't remember. But When I saw this guy's face for the first time, I was like, I just bursted out laughing. He's like, when the fuck did he get eyebrows? Why are they so expressive? It's so.
Oh man, I'm actually curious because I think they introduced the eyebrows before, and you had the same complaint.
yeah. I don't know why we're giving eyebrows to the fucking mask. Hunt that down because
it gives him more expression.
You're right. 4, 5, and 6. When he returns, he has eyebrows on his face.
Yeah, I think what was it? 4 and 5 were hands down the worst fucking masks.
Yeah, they were.
They look like blobs on a head.
I did not remember that. I found the eyebrows really distracting in this one. Weird.
They're
super weird, right?
I thought your elephant in the room was that really horrible CGI moment where they CGI'd his mask for no reason.
Oh, when?
I forgot the specific scene, and I know like people have talked about this before, but it's like blatantly obvious that they CGI'd on his mask, and I forgot the reasoning behind it. Like the producers or somebody was like, "Nah, we need to make it look like this or something."
Because they couldn't decide whether to bring the eyebrows back or something.
Because somebody plucked his eyebrows. And I will say, Michelle Williams, hardcore early aughts eyebrows too, where she just looks like she's judging all the time.
Oh my god! Oh yeah, nice she eyebrows. Also has chola eyebrows.
Yeah, 100%. I was like waiting for like the big like the bangs where they put the curler in the front.
The fucking
the
fashion
earrings.
You know, I don't remember the fashion being this terrible in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, was
I just oblivious to it?
Because we're too young to care. And I think this was
1998.
Oh, 98. 1998. Shit. Oh, man. Yeah. A year of.
Think about it.
Slipknot. Deftones just released White Pony.
Yeah, no, I mean. What is this? Why is Michelle Williams' eyebrows like that? They're fucked up. They're fucking weird. They just plucked them. Just plucked them and penciled them in.
Yeah, as you would do. Actually, could you ask your fiance why do people do these to their eyebrows? Why what is wrong with people's eyebrows? Just let them be natural and bushy.
I don't know. She trims them sometimes, and I'm like, she asked me how they are, and I'm like, they were fine the way they before. They're fine now, right? But like, well, I get it. You groomed them. You styled them a bit. I get it. It looks fine. But like, they were fine the way they were before. Like,
she's going to hear this. And then you're going to divulge the secrets of like, hey, you're beautiful. And then that's your answer every time. Hey, you're beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's.
I have no opinion.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I guess I should have called this one Halloween, the age of the eyebrows.
That's all I could tell was everybody's eyebrows. Everybody's eyebrows was like odd.
And I will say, I like really enjoy watching LL Cool J in movies.
He was great in this one too. Yeah. When I see his name, I'm usually like, B movie.
Yeah.
Guy, you know,
I mean, I enjoy watching. I think he's got like a real fun, like personable sort of like if he's kind of got that rock thing going on where he's not like the most amazing actor, but like you just enjoy watching him. He's just a swell guy. It seems like unlike fucking Busta Rhymes.
He was pretty charismatic. Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Boy, we will get to Halloween Resurrection. I think we're going to spend more time on that one. This movie was fine.
Yeah, this movie was fine.
Okay. It's fine. I could
watch it again.
It's fine.
Yeah, it was fun. It was funny.
Non-threatening.
I mean, it was like fun.
Yeah. You know, you want to revisit emerging heartthrob, heart boner, Josh Hartnett. He's in this first movie, his first thing he ever did. And, you know, Michelle Williams, amazing actress, went on to win. I think she won an Academy Award at some point, right? Or she won a couple?
For this one, I think,
at this point? No, I'm just kidding. For that? Yeah. This is definitely like the Dawson's Creek Halloween movie, if that makes any sense, you know?
If there were enough, if I could fit it into five words, the idea would have been Halloween. I Know What You Did Last Summer. It had a very that feel to it.
Yeah, I feel like this movie, you know, it's funny, Kevin Williamson produced it, right? I think he also wrote it. And it feels like a Kevin Williamson movie. This feels like Scream.
Yeah, a little bit. It's got that very early, like early 2000, like you always know it's an early 2000 film.
Spawned, like you said, like I Know What You Did Last Summer, Scream series, and then all the copycat.
Yeah, like everything's a little...
Horror movies of that time.
A little dark, colors... are a little bit muted, but everything's like well lit. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, it's like a
interesting absolutely.
Form.
We have the cast of popular actor and kill them in the beginning of the movie thing here too with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Like Scream as well, like Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, he couldn't escape by that one. Yeah. Oh, and you got Janet Leigh again. That was supposed to be my little surprise. It's like, hey.
Janet Leigh, yeah.
Mama Curtis.
She's in this for some reason. I didn't understand or follow why she was in this movie very much. But
I think it was
she's here.
The last movie she made, and it was one of the only, I think the only times that Jamie Lee and Janet Leigh got to be in a movie together. So mother and daughter, right? Yeah. And then you get like, I thought it was a little cheesy. They did the little... why am I blanking on the name of the movie? Norman Bates, the Psycho theme. You kind of get like a little...
The Psycho. Yeah. That was, there's a couple of references to Psycho in this movie. Just offhand comments from dialogue. And then, of course, Janet Leigh's in this. And then, of course, like we had just mentioned, the death of a popular actor in the beginning.
Right, yeah.
Which also famous, like Psycho. Which was ripped off from Psycho. Not bad. Very serviceable movie. I actually felt like it wasn't very cinematic, if that makes sense. It's not like a movie. It wasn't shot like a movie. It's kind of shot like TV.
A little bit, yeah.
It wasn't the prettiest movie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of location. It was just like that house. Right. Like, clearly they only shot really inside each of those houses. And I thought it was like weird timing that... They shoot the exterior and they have Joseph Gordon-Levitt go in, which that whole thing was kind of funny too. I really like that part. Like Joseph Gordon-Levitt's always been such pretty good actor, even as a fucking kid.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He walks in, he checks the house, and then he comes back out, and then it's fucking dark outside. How long was he in there?
No. I know what you mean.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it was all right.
You know, and then Jamie Lee. Finally does the right thing and chops fucking Michael Myers' head off, and you get that sort of satisfaction where I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, finally, yeah, yay. And then they made another one.
Yay, it's over.
Yeah, then they made another
one. They made one more.
They made another one to make sure it was really over.
We had to like make sure it was
really,
really over.
We need to kill this franchise.
The contract obligations started to kick in, and they had plans for one more all of a sudden. So that's how we got our next movie.
And where he's pinned against the tree, and then he does that thing where he's like touching his like mask or whatever. After watching the eighth one, I'm like, was this planned? Like, was this like a planned sort of deal?
Yep.
Because they couldn't be any more dramatically different of like films.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Like night and day, yeah.
This movie, I felt, was the... How do I explain it? Like, it's a movie made for its time. Like, I'm pretty sure this movie made, like, a shit ton of money. I'm sure, like, because it had all these young stars. They brought Jamie Lee Curtis back. You know, it was a big deal for its time. And they thought, you know, Halloween Resurrection is just the... version of what these films were before this movie.
Man. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I guess are we transitioning into talking about that? Oh my gosh.
Are you want to jump over to Resurrection, Halloween?
Halloween Erection.
Resurrection. Do you have any five word plot summaries?
I sure do.
Oh yeah.
I have two.
Okay, two.
Okay. Coming in at number too many. Too many Halloween movies were made. For Halloween 8, Erection. Student YouTube film sneaks in.
Yeah.
I was like, who the fuck made this? This is a fucking travesty. And for my number one five-word plot review, Busta Rhymes can't fucking act. I've never...
Yeah.
Out of all these movies, I don't think once I was ever like, oh, please just fucking kill this guy.
Freddie Harris, the character in this movie, is the linchpin for this whole series now. He's the guy they've planted their flag on and said, like, you're going to carry this film series forward for the next 20 years.
And I'm sure Busta Rhymes is still bragging about, like, yeah, I'm the one that killed Michael Myers. I'm like, yeah, more ways than one, man. In more ways than one, you fucking destroyed that series.
Oh, absolutely. So, my first thoughts. I decided to start with a quote from this movie, and I quote from the Freddie Harris, the amazing character Busta Rhymes played. Burn, motherfucker, burn, because that's exactly what they did to this series. They made sure this series burned to down the house and everybody in it. This is one of the absolute, like, I don't even know. It's a tragedy, this movie. It's just the worst of the worst.
If there's like movies. One moment in the entire movie that sums up what this movie's doing, at the very end, our hero, what was her name in the movie?
Sarah.
She gets knocked down. There's like an explosion, right? In the basement or wherever the fuck that, like, the video village was at. And she, like, comes to and she's like, oh, she can't move. And there's, like, a PA system on her fucking legs. I'm like, why can't you move? How is this pinning you down? Who decided this was, like, the best solution?
Yeah, my other thing. That I knew this series is over was... So the fucking setup of this movie is that they're recording. They're going to Michael Myers' house and they're recording. And for some reason, Michael Myers is killing them all. The people that are, I don't know, investigating the house. Kind of like a ghost hunter's bullshit, right?
Yeah.
So they're broadcasting this. And so these group of teens are watching it at some party. And the moment where they see Michael Myers for the first time, they all begin to laugh. And that to me is, I saw that as a reflection of the series and a reflection of the state of Michael Myers in Halloween movies in general. There's nothing new left to talk about in these movies, yeah. Right? I mean, he's just a joke. He's a joke. He doesn't strike fear in anything. He's just a cash grab, you know? He's really all he represents.
Yeah, and he also knows how to, I guess, point cameras. Because if the argument is like, no, well, there were cameras and everything. I'm like, yeah, sure. But like the camera wasn't facing directly down towards the sticks of a tripod while he shoves it into somebody's head. You know, and like unless he moved the camera down himself. I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of really silly, like what are they doing to Michael
Myers?
And,
you know,
in this
the other thing is Rick Rosenthal, the director of this movie, this is his return to the series.
He did the second one?
He directed the second one, which awful, which we both agreed was probably one of the worst ones in the series.
Damn, but it was way better than this one.
And you know what? John Carpenter had it right all these years because he said that when he wanted, so I don't know if you remember, we talked about this before, but like part of the idea of doing the sequel was that John wanted to like, sort of mentor the next director, right? Just as the producer did for him for Halloween. And he had all the success. So he took it upon himself to like produce and be on set and help the director. But he hated the way Rick shot the movie. He thought it looked like TV. It looked like trash. And so he actively like intervened and reshot a bunch of stuff. And then so John Carpenter never liked Rick Rosenthal's style. So this movie, of course, now that Rick Rosenthal's come back, I mean, it's just evident. The guy can't shoot shit. It looks like trash. This movie is just like,
and he doesn't understand
C movie quality.
His idea of physics is fucking out the door. Like, so Katie Sackhoff gets lopped off, right? Which, again, like, everybody's really bad at running away from a guy that walks in this movie. Even when they get fucking hints from somebody that's like, oh, he's in the hallway. Well, like, where are you, dumb fuck? Like, like, don't give me, like, cryptic, like, six-word text messages that are, like, blown up to be way too big for the actual screen of the phone. Yeah, like, she gets her head lopped off, and I'm like, where does Michael Myers find the time to sharpen the shit out of these knives? And why is Katie Sackhoff's head made of Jell-O? I'm confused. Which recently, like very recently, Katie Sackhoff shared on her Instagram, like her head, like she got to keep her head.
Oh, awesome. Like,
that's fun.
There you go. That's some positivity. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just like, I'm sure Rick is a really nice guy, but I mean, this movie is just very painfully dull, paint by numbers direction, you know, like cinematography, look, writing.
Like, you could tell Katie Sackhoff is trying to fucking act her heart out.
But like, so I think she's doing what she's asked to do, right? Like, she's trying to be told to be the annoying friend, you know, do these things, do that things without any, like honest, like, direction or, like, be nuanced about it. They just said, just you know, make faces and scream and yell and all
And all
stuff.
The rest of you have some personality traits, but at the forefront, be horny. That's what I need the rest of you to be like. And you, Mr. American Pie,
it's funny
you are
going to
have no interesting qualities about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So people are going to forget you're in the film, and you're also not going to have a dedicated character trait.
So he was in this movie, The American Pie Guy, which I don't remember his actual
name. He's also kind of not the most interesting person in those movies either.
I know that. I mean, I recognize this guy. I remember him from the American Pie movies. Thomas Ian Nicholas. And I don't want this to be a slight on him. It could just be the fact that, you know, it could just be me. But I didn't realize that this was that guy in this movie until he died. I realized he was the American Pie guy. I had no idea who this guy, like, I didn't recognize him until he was doing his little, before his death, his little, like, monologue-ish. We can, well, barely a monologue, right? But, like, he's doing his little scene there in the mirror. And I was like, oh, that's the American Pie guy. And then, like, of course he gets killed and, like, comically stabbed in the head. Perfect. So let me ask. What is the motivation to kill these people? What, now, because in the beginning of this movie, he kills his sister finally.
I'll see you in hell.
Finally, sorry. The bloodlust has to end now. He killed his sister, which he's been trying to do for like 20 plus years. He finally does it.
I don't know. Oh, and also, like, this is making me appreciate the retcon sequel that John Carpenter did, where, like, they actually explain Laurie Rhodes has been, like, fucking nuts this entire time and, like, training herself because she's gone crazy. This one, they just put her in a mental hospital and she's like, I've been preparing for this, but she's making all the wrong decisions. Like, she set a trap for Michael Myers on top of the roof. And instead of, like, just trapping him, she's like, ha-ha! I was like, why'd you do that? You could have fucking killed him. She's like, ha-ha, Michael, I'm over here. You're trapped. I really wanted something else to happen.
I must say,
with the other mental patient, because I was like, fuck, this guy's good. Like,
well, see, that's where awesome. I thought they were going with. I thought
that would have been
he
cool,
was going to be
was
the
great.
Killer. That Michael Myers was still out there. Yeah, I thought he literally passes him the knife. So I was like, okay, so then he's the killer. That's what I meant by motivation, because I thought that was going to be the reveal, right? That, like, that serial killer is, like, the mental patient is sort of a serial killer fan. He has, like, encyclopedic knowledge for some reasons. And then he knows who Michael Myers is, and he goes to the house and starts murdering these people there. So I thought, oh, okay, so they're going to reveal that it isn't Michael Myers.
So what you're trying to imply is Michael Myers... No, what you're trying to imply is Michael Myers is... just trying to go home, and these people fucking are squatting in his house right now. So I think an appropriate five-word summary for this should have been Halloween, get off my lawn.
Yes, that would have been good too. Yeah, and then, I mean, they don't explicitly say it, but I'm assuming this is Michael Myers killing people. So I didn't understand what his motivation was. I thought he passed the knife. He literally passed the knife. He's like, good, I fucking finally killed all my sisters. I killed all my nieces. You know, I know there's a son out there. There's a nephew out there. I'll worry about him later. But for now, here's the knife.
Yeah,
I'm out. Like, peace out. That was like his knife drop, right? That's like his like swan song of the series. But that didn't happen.
I guess Busta Rhymes kills him for reasons. Even after all these years, it just takes Busta Rhymes doing like what, or does she do it? Like shocks, yeah, kung fu, yeah, horribly done kung fu, and then shocks Michael Myers, so he like finally dies. And then, you know, like they're like, oh, we want to see his face. They're like, oh, are you yeah. sure? And like, yeah, okay. So they unzip the body bag and take the mask off, and I'm like, oh, damn, yeah, because that is something that they allow you to do. That's like something that actually does happen in life. Is like, oh, I need to see this dead body's face right here. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Take your time.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Now, how funny it would have been if they would have been like, oh, the eyebrows are gone. Because they got burned. They got cinched off.
And what a...
And that would have...
What an ending, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's still alive.
Yeah.
So I read that they had planned to actually make a ninth one, but then when they gave it to Rob Zombie, he just started working on a remake.
Just decided to do whatever he wanted. I think I read that the fucking producer of this died as well at the time, and they just decided to just reboot it with whatever the fuck Rob Zombie did. You know, those movies are terrible, by the way. Those are not good movies.
I've seen them. I don't really remember them. I didn't hate them, but I also don't like having that much of a backstory. Like, I don't need more motivation or whatever, because I feel like that's not the point of these movies.
Any motivation would be nice. Like, especially in this one.
Yeah,
there's like no motivation for anything. There's nothing. This fucking movie, man. This movie was so... I thought this movie was so funny. Like, all the murders.
Yeah.
All the...
I couldn't even laugh at it.
Dialogue.
It was
an unintentionally funny. Yeah.
In fact, like, I stopped it because I had to go do something. And then when I came back, I was like, oh, there's still fucking 9 minutes left in this fucking movie. And then in my head, I was like, oh, it's going to be mostly credits. No. No, because the version I saw, like I said, I think was adapted for television. So I had all these, like, weird, like... fade in, fade out moments, like in blocks. And then the end, the credits were like the rush credits, you know, like for like a TV movie, like the rush credits. So I got stuck with an actual extra 9 minutes where every 3 minutes I was checking the clock, like, oh, are you serious? There's still, come on, just fucking end.
This movie.
So if you want to torture somebody that you really fucking hate, you're going to strap them to a chair. You're going to gag them. You're going to, like, Clockwork Orange pin their eyes open and make them watch Halloween 5 and 8 on repeat.
Yeah. No, I... fuck, yeah, I agree with that. I think... Wait, was it 5? I think 6 is the one I hate more. 5 was the one... 5 is the one where... Oh, wait, no, you're right. No, 5 is the terrible one. 4 is the one where they introduce the girl, right?
No, you know what? No, the worst one was the Paul Rudd one. The Paul fucking terrible. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 6. The curse.
So,
the curse,
so
the,
that one and 8. So all you got to do is skip 7. Forget about Halloween H2O because it might as well be a different universe. Because I don't understand why Michael Myers didn't go after Josh Hartnett then.
Yeah, I think that's what they were... I had read that they were trying to... Like, if they had planned on... If this movie was successful at all, they were planning on doing... Josh Hartnett was going to get his revenge, his character.
Oh, okay.
On his... on Michael Myers or whatever, because he's still alive,
can't kill him.
Of course.
You can't kill the franchise unless you're Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. Oh, man, this movie...
I highly recommend it, Noah.
So... I think this movie represents, so I, like I said a minute ago about H2O, I think that represents a moment in pop culture. I think this film also represents the early aughts moment of how these films were also. Does that make sense? Like, there were a ton of these movies that are made this way, right? Like, just... poorly conceived. They try to make these movies that, like, are hip to the time. So, of course, they try to put everything on the web and on cell phones. And they try to, like, be technology forward or whatever the fuck. And this movie is... there are a ton of horror movies that way. And I feel like this was another made in the same vein, you know? There's nothing, like, classic or timeless about it. It's sort of just these weird movies that were made of its time. Shit. I don't know. Do you got any last thoughts on this? Or
I think we were a lot harder on ourselves when we were making films. Thinking like, oh, these are not very good, because we just went through a series of films that made these people a shit ton of money. And a good,
it's true,
like 90% of them were fucking shit. They all blurred together as one big pile of trash.
Yeah, I think when we were in college, for me personally, I just was like, didn't take myself too seriously, but I just wanted to make like something important, right? I wanted to make something that was substantial, right? That's sort of the trappings of going to, a college like that, right? You want to make something that, instead of like learn your craft or anything, you just try to write the next great screenplay or like the best, you know what I mean? Like the best stuff. Instead, what I should have been doing is making it real, right? I should have been just putting all these badass things together and then just...
Exactly. But, you know, we all changed our lives. I was so serious about acting. Like, most of my life is like living like the artist, getting way too drunk all the time, and then going home and then like going through like different techniques, Miser, Breck, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Reading that one fucking Stanislavski book everybody had. And then writing down ideas and then trying to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, what a colossal waste of time. Sorry that you paid for that, mom and dad.
I mean, I was very self-serious too, but there was a lot of fun had. There's a lot of fun that was had during college. So
a lot of fun.
It was a total
loss.
So. Yeah. Look at that grin. Nobody can see it, but look at it. All right. Last thoughts. Did you want to give me your, I was going to say top eight. That's wrong. Give me your top three. Give me three Halloween movies you would recommend.
Okay. All right. Being serious. Yes. The first Halloween. And then I would probably say H2O. And then I just feel like people need to watch that fifth one. I think the fifth one is the one that I really like, because I thought it was hilarious, right? As the Michael turns, right? Where it was like a lot of hand acting, like minutes of hand acting. I was like, why are they making his hand a character? I couldn't get over that. I thought that was so funny. And then you got the goofy cops with like their own theme song. And there's so many like,
oh yeah,
oh, this movie's fucking hilarious. I keep forgetting Michael Myers is in it. So that'll probably be my third pick.
That's a good call.
But if I'm not being serious and I hate somebody, I would probably say, oh, you need to watch the eighth one right away. And then you need to watch the one with Paul Rudd, because Paul Rudd's in it. That means it's good. And then you can pick whichever one you want last. Just definitely don't watch the first one.
Yeah.
That's the worst one. Don't watch the worst one.
Yeah. Stay away from that one. My serious one would probably be, of course, I'd show him Halloween, right? I probably would show him H2O as well. And even though I didn't like it, I think we should watch Season of the Witch, because it's the only one that tries to do something different out of all of them.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of would have been my third pick, but I think it's hard to like suggest these movies without people assuming they're all going to be Michael Myers movies.
I think it's a good, I think that's why it stands out for me, because it's an interesting footnote in the series that it's the one that they decided to do something like off the wall. It doesn't, to me, it doesn't work, but they're trying to do something different with the series before we get to the, like, the next three, which are just like, nope, yeah. People want Michael Myers. We're just going to just give them Michael Myers nonstop. You know, we're going to build a weird cult thing around them.
Michael Myers,
you know?
And you got Tom Atkins, Mr. Mr. Fogg, Mr.
I know,
the
they got fucking Tom Atkins. He just...
Tom Atkins just, Atkins always constantly movie. Drinking, getting laid.
Yeah.
But like, he's people just, that are barely 18.
He's sleeping with... yeah. He was a sex symbol back then. A real sex symbol. I know. They were just stuck with Josh Hartnett and Busta Rhymes and... John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give you?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give me? Sexy bones. Ooh, sexy bones. Well, I know what you know. Show us your sexy. Don't do that. Just rate the movie.
Halloween water for Johnny's sexy spooky bones review rating of Halloween. Halloween 20 years later, water. I'm going to give it 6 sexy spooky bones.
Yeah, I feel that's about right, too. I honestly would probably say I wasn't as impressed. I'm a little softer on it because I actually don't think this is a horror movie. I think it's more of just an action thriller. I think we see too much of him. We see him drive around. We see him, you know, I just think he's too much of a character in these movies. And I think he works best as a shadow or shape or something, you know, something less obvious. But so I'll give it, 5 sexy spooky bones. All right. What about Halloween Resurrection?
For Halloween Erection, I'm going to give it 2. Sorry. -2 sexy spooky bones.
Oh, you just... It's so limp. It's so limp. There's no sexiness. What's...
Thank you, Busta Rhymes, for making this series limp.
I didn't think it was possible.
After Paul
Rudd. You broke our scale.
Yeah. You thought it could get worse. And it was like, you know, like I thought this might happen. But after watching all these films, like I really got to bump Halloween 2's rating.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Like dramatically.
Maybe we were too harsh on Halloween 2.
Yeah, maybe.
We'd have to revisit that. Yeah. Yeah. okay. I'm going to give Halloween Resurrection... I'll give it 1 sexy spooky bones. I was slightly nubbed aroused by this movie. That makes
Talk
any
about
sense.
Throwing it a bone.
And on that note, all right, guys and gals and non-binary pals, thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky.
Skeleton crew, it's time. The boys say goodbye. We love all of you. We really have to go poo. We'll miss you, but it's time for us to.